I am Robert Shatters. I'm with the USDA ARS, U.S. Horticultural Research Laboratory in Fort Pierce, Florida. I'm in the Subtropical Insects and Horticultural Research Unit, and I work on control strategies for HLB and citrus.
Let's talk in general terms about bactericides. Do they work in increasing yield?
The quick answer to that is yes. We've seen three studies now done totally separately in different ways, and they all show about the same impact. The slightly longer answer is that we see a lot of variability across different groves across the state, and we need to understand what's causing that, and that's really affecting the impact. But when we look across all those trials and group them together, we definitely see a 15% on average improvement in yield after 1 year of application.
Yields aren't going up, they decline less than control, correct?
Well, some of the results were showing the yield as compared to previous years. Again, that's where the variability starts to come into play. Some groves we see improvements where the yields have gone up. Others we see where they're starting to hold their own and the control treatments are going down. I think the bottom line is there's factors depending that include tree age. They include the initial health of those trees that are in the study that will influence whether they see a reduced decline or actually an improvement. And it may take multiple years to keep the trees improving in health if they were too far gone.
But I believe you said on average about a 15% increase versus control.
That is correct.
Using adjuvants, recommended adjuvants, helps.
It sure does. I mean, that's how we started our research in my laboratory on this, is to say, can we find a way to improve the penetration ability of these bactericides? And we came out of the greenhouse saying, yeah, we definitely can, and it depends on what adjuvants you use. And the CRDF trial that was done, it was a grower trial. Their results, again, it's just 1 year. We need more data to back it up, but that had statistical support that showed when they didn't use adjuvants that we showed that worked, you did not see any improvement.
The more sprays, the better, too, correct?
The answer to that is yes on producing trees. I would caution, we don't know yet if you got young trees, if how they'll respond. We've got some trials on the ground on that right now. But yes, on producing trees, it looks like definitely if you're up to 3 to 6 treatments, we saw a statistically better improvement on that than we did in the controls.
Anything we missed about bactericide?
I think the scientific community has been a little slow to start working on these. And like I said, the biggest problem I see is the variability. If we can just understand what's causing that variability from grove to grove, block to block, all of a sudden we improve the effectiveness of these bactericides tremendously. So I'd really like to see some more applied field research start to sort out what's causing that.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.